from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number four of our get-together, affectionately known as the 9 o'clock stretch. There we go. There we go. Oh! Oh, easy does it there. Ouch. Okay. That's enough for an old man.
Oh, yes.
It is 9:07, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And welcome to a Trash Talkin' Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. FSU is 0-2. Can you believe it? I know they had high hopes for their team. They lost to Boston College last night, 28-13. I'd be careful about talking smack about anybody else's team this year if you're a Gator fan, and I am. That was painful. Gators lost to Miami 41-17. Maybe Miami is very good, but that still doesn't make us look very good nonetheless. But it's only the first game. Fear not. Or fear a little bit. But really the big event was over the weekend when Joey Chestnut beat the competition. And it went 83-66.
That's a big difference.
Kobayashi.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so
in 10 minutes.
All right, so you had how many?
Eight hot dogs a minute.
Well, how many did Joey have?
83.
And what did the other guy have?
66.
Okay, so just imagine doing the 17 difference in that time as just an average person.
Who?
I know. Just the 17 would be huge.
Hey, I've solved all of the issues if the Trump campaign just runs a commercial like I'm going to give them for free.
Is this more consulting? Free advice consulting that you're handing out?
It is indeed, because
you're a helper,
I care about America.
You're a helper.
That's all. I just want my kids and soon-to-be-born grandson, literally could be any minute, I want them to experience a decent shot in a great America. And so anyway, all you got to do is take that film footage of that Aurora, Colorado apartment complex.
Oh, yes.
And you say, what are these people doing? Why are they here? You'll have to ask Kamala Harris and the Democrats why they repealed all the executive orders that Trump had in place.
I like it.
And don't listen to their lies when they try to say, oh, it's a comprehensive bill that needed to be passed by Congress. Mm-hmm. They're insulting your intelligence. Don't let them get away with it. And then I'd also have some kind of statistics that would be like rolling, scrolling under it. How many people have been maimed, killed by illegal aliens over the last 3.5 years?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, how much more can America take? All the fentanyl deaths show some, you know, families grieving.
Yeah.
That would be it. It's like, is that what you want? You really want 4 more years of that? You're insane.
What story we were talking about off the air this morning? Mexican, 16 times deported. 16. He's here. He gets involved in an auto accident that he caused.
Mm-hmm.
It kills somebody, and he gets a year. A year. He shouldn't have even been here. 16 times deported.
Officials in Aurora, Colorado are asking the courts to let them evict Venezuelan migrant gangs. They have to ask the court to allow them to evict. Yeah. from these apartment buildings, even as Democrat Governor Jared Polis keeps dismissing video reports of gang takeovers. It's video. It's evidence right there. And you go into denial mode. Well, just like they did early on about the whole crisis at the border to begin with. So I guess that's always their go-to plan initially. Well, lie and deny. Only 2 days ago, Polis and his spokespeople were telling Americans to ignore their lying eyes concerning video of armed migrant gangs taking over apartment buildings and forcing citizens to turn their rent money over to the gang. The governor's spokesman told the media that reports of armed members of the Venezuelan gang Tren Diarugra were a figment of Aurora Council member Danielle Jarinski's imagination. Again, folks, the Democrats don't care. They will insult your intelligence. They'll do it with a straight face. The spokesman also slammed local Aurora officials, adding that Polis really hopes that the city council members in charge stop trashing their own city when they're supposed to keep it safe. But a source in the Department of Homeland Security confirmed Friday that the armed men seen in the viral video are members of that Venezuelan street gang. So the video doesn't lie. The people in Aurora aren't lying, but the Democrat governor is the one who is lying. Other evidence also belies the governor's lack of concern. For instance, owners of some of the buildings told Fox News that migrants had flooded into their buildings and crime has been on the uptick ever since. They reported that the Aurora City Attorney's Office is set to ask a judge to declare the properties a criminal nuisance. Wow. And still, Polis is not being helpful. Not being helpful at all. And that's in Aurora. And I mean, that's real. I would use that. That would be the campaign. Be like, do you want this in your town? Because it's coming.
It's coming.
If you don't have different leadership, you know, what is it? What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing every day and expecting the outcome to be different. That's insanity. So if you do the same thing every day, Kamala Harris is going to be just like Joe, if not further left.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen every day? More and more illegals. Every day. Crime continuing to rise. Every day. Prosecutors that refuse to put people away. Let them walk away with no bail. It's going to continue. It's going to get worse. You don't think word spreads in like the gang community that they're not being held accountable? It is time to expand, time to grow. And they'll feel empowered by that. At the same time, you've got Hamas brutally murdering in cold blood six Israelis. And the vice presidential candidate, Tim Walz, walked away from the question. He was at the state fair or something. He didn't want to be bothered with that. UN Security General Antonio Guterres is under fire for responding to the heartless murder of Israeli and American hostages in Gaza on Friday with a message that did not condemn or even mention the Hamas terrorist who abducted and killed them. That's crazy, isn't it? I'll never forget my meeting last October with the parents of Hirsch Goldberg Paulin and other hostage families, Guterres wrote. Today's tragic news is a devastating reminder of the need for the unconditional release of all hostages and an end to the nightmare of war in Gaza, but doesn't say anything about Hamas. Interesting, isn't it? Huh. All right, back to Colorado. Pezza with a pitchfork, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's ironic about Aurora, Colorado, if you remember several years ago, Colorado legalized marijuana, and Aurora, Colorado was the only city, if I remember correctly, that didn't legalize it, and to this day, it's not legal in that city of Aurora, Colorado. That's kind of ironic.
Yeah, everybody, it is.
Everybody said that Colorado was going to be destroyed because of the legalization of marijuana, and what's also funny is Trump comes out now, and he's in favor of it, but you were a little bit wrong on why you said you think he did it. He said, and it's unambiguous, that we do not need to ruin the lives and waste taxpayer dollars arresting adults for personal amounts of it. So it isn't just because he's going along with the flow because people are going to vote for it.
Yeah, well, that was I think that was Greg that said that. Said you thought he was just going along with it because...
Well, we've throughout the whole morning, we've covered every aspect of that, just not every single time. So, yeah, you've covered all the details in that this morning.
Yeah, but, yeah, arresting people for small personal amounts, you could ruin their lives. Yeah, he said that as well. All right, I appreciate it. It is 9:16. Wow, this day is just moving right along, my friends.
Yeah.
Hang in there. We've got more headlines. We've got things that make you smile. That's about 30 minutes away. All right. Don't go too far. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling, you are listening to 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I'm going to move along on the illegal immigrant with this one caveat. It is 9:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. I just wanted to give you this headline. I don't think there's any real reason to go any further with it. Migrants flooding New York City's justice system, making up 75% of arrests in Midtown.
What?
As pathetic sanctuary city laws handcuff cops.
75% already.
That's New York, yeah. That's New York. It's in the New York Post.
They're nowhere near the southern border, right?
No.
But every town is a border town.
That's exactly right.
New York City.
And that's what you want. You want 4 more years of that, huh?
Mm.
Oh, my. Hey, we had a couple of service members. They were actually Marines. They were attacked by a mob of young Turkish nationalists in the western city of Izmir. This happened Monday, and they were chanting things like calling them Yankees and stuff. That's kind of old school.
Yeah.
The assault appeared to be an attempted kidnapping as a mob threw a sack over the head of one American soldier while the other tried to defend him.
That was scary.
Yeah, it was reportedly thwarted when 5 other U.S. soldiers stepped in, followed by the Turkish police. It said the attackers were members of a group called TGB, basically. They're the Turkey Youth Union. TGB is anti-American wing of a fringe nationalist party. Wow.
But these weren't kids. Don't let that word
throw you
off. Yeah,
they call it a youth party,
these were not kids.
No. U.S. soldiers who carry the blood of our soldiers and thousands of Palestinians on their hands cannot defile our country. Every time you step into these lands, we will welcome you as you deserve. And they've conducted sack actions before, including a very similar assault on 3 U.S. Navy personnel in Istanbul in 2014. U.S. Embassy in Turkey confirmed on Monday that the U.S. Navy personnel from the amphibious assault ship, the USS Wasp, were the victims of an assault in Izmir today. They're now safe. My understanding, they were Marines.
Yeah.
But they might have been on that same amphibious assault. What is our standing around the world under a Biden-Harris? What is it?
Weaker.
Definitely.
Yep.
You can see by the way that Americans are treated, by the way that we are treated. Again, 4 more years of that?
No.
I don't understand it.
No.
Maybe it's time to just take off. Take off and float away.
Really? You having a Caligon kind of day or what?
This is ground control to Major Tom.
That kind of drifting away.
Yeah. NASA astronaut Butch Wilmore. Here's what he said. Help me, I want to come home.
Is that what he said?
Probably. They just don't air that part.
Oh, okay.
I want my mommy.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be saying after all that time. I'm like, hey, can we have like do you have an Uber ship you can send this way? February it's going to be before they come home.
Yes, that's crazy.
But listen, they really did report strange pulsing noises emanating from a speaker inside the Boeing Starliner spacecraft. Here you are, locked in space, no help to arrive until early February, and you're hearing a very distinct, almost sonar-like pinging noise. Can you crank that up? He's trying to...
I had to bring it back up again.
Oh, okay. Hear that?
Bam. It sounds like all the submarine movies we saw watching as a kid.
Yeah, underwater.
Sonar, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's coming out of the speaker inside the space station.
Yeah.
That's
what would cause that kind of pinging.
That, see?
Like it's being tracked.
Yeah.
Not just, that's sonar acts by bouncing the signal back, and then they can tell distance by how long it takes the signal to get back.
That's just weird to think about that sound coming through a speaker in space. That's weird.
Well, there's people that have picked up radio stations through their dental work. No, they have.
Listen to 97.3 The Sky.
No, in Bed Springs, I remember when I worked in Orlando, when we would kick on the 50 kilowatt, the AM transmitters.
Yep.
Well, you could feel it going through you. I'm like, I think I'm receiving radiation treatments right now, and I really don't need them. I remember there was somebody that lived in the neighborhood off the grounds where the towers were.
Yep.
And the engineer went over there, and he literally... like took a ground wire and grounded his bed spring because it was resonating the sound of the
wow.
It's amplitude modulation, 50,000 watts. It was pretty strong right there.
See, it did not have a dental issue, but they built a subdivision literally next door to the piece of property that my first radio job was on, and it was not a 50,000, but it was right outside the back of the radio station. So literally, you had homes, just a few hundred feet from the tower, and we just interrupted all kinds of things. They were having to figure that out. So yeah, it does happen.
How'd you like to be stranded in space?
Oh, weren't they supposed to be there like 7 or 8 days?
Yeah.
And now it's going to be months, plural.
They'd be like, I ran out of clean underwear a long time ago.
Well, you were joking last week they ran out of Tang, but it's like, what are they? How much do they stock up in the station itself for when we send somebody up there?
Well, they did get some kind of supplies.
Yeah,
they did get something sent to them, so...
But you couldn't risk putting people on it to come back.
I guess that was the deal.
That's a scary thought in itself. You've gotten there, you're safe, you're thinking, yeah, this whole space thing works. But then it's like, well, we'll get back to you in February.
Now, when the ISS flies overhead, and if it flies directly overhead, you can usually see it, especially like an evening or night sky.
Yeah.
I wonder if that strobe is not very similar to what could be making the noise.
Oh.
Because there is a strobe.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Huh. I don't know.
I pretty much solve the world's problems in 4 hours or less every day.
Well, you got to have a goal.
All right, let's see. What do we got here? It's approaching 9:28. So we've got things that make you smile coming up in a little bit. We still have some more headlines to get to. We've got the recall of a bunch of Ford vehicles. I'll share that information with you next on 97.3 The Sky. Living life to the fullest or kind of stoopy?
Moment to moment.
9:36 right now. On the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. So, you're at the top of your game. You're on the top of the mountain, literally. You're 62 years old. Your name is Fabrizio Longo. And you're the head of, or at least at the very top, one of the top executives of Audi. And you love mountain climbing. Well, he fell to his death 10,000 feet. In an accident just a few miles from the Italian-Swiss border on Sunday, according to reports. He runs the luxury car company's Italy-based operations. So he was climbing the mountain range in northern Italy when he fell near the summit. Oof.
10,000 feet.
Rescue teams rushed to the scene after the accident was witnessed by another climber who called for help. And a helicopter located his body some 700 feet inside of a gorge, pronounced dead at the scene. Yeah, he was an expert mountaineer, apparently. And he reportedly climbed along a route that was equipped with fixed steel cables and ladders and other aids. So you would think that would add a bit of safety. Maybe it also causes a sense of being a little complacent. Maybe I have no idea. But you just think about that.
Mm-mm-mm.
And it's similar to the guy that that had the yacht that went down.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, yes, rich people get to experience all kinds of awesome things,
bad things
in life,
happen.
But they also, yeah, can be, I don't know, maybe risk takers and stuff like that. But, wow.
That's scary. Well, you kind of had the math pretty much in your head from some previous experience, but you're talking about 10,000 feet. You're talking about 60 seconds of free fall. If you are not hitting anything on the way down, they're saying you fell 10,000 feet. Imagine a full minute. That, to a lot of people who don't live in the second-to-second mode that we do, it's only a minute long. No. Hold your breath for a minute and tell me it's not very long.
Well, here's 5 seconds. So times 20, that's how long he was aware of what was going on and what was happening.
Oh,
and,
man.
Yeah.
That's scary stuff.
Yes, it is. All right. A little closer to Earth.
Yeah.
More than 90,000 Ford and Lincoln vehicles being recalled because of engine valves that may have a propensity to crack and break.
That's not good.
Yeah, that would be a major breakdown and overhaul. Approximately 90,700 2021-2022 Ford Broncos, Ford Edge, Ford Explorer, F-150, Lincoln Aviator, Lincoln Nautilus that contain the 2.7-liter or 3-liter Nano EcoBoost engine. And Ford, of course, makes the Lincoln vehicles. They alerted NHTSA of the issue on August 23rd. An engine intake valve that fails may lead to catastrophic engine damage, resulting in a loss of motive power. Yeah, loss of motive power can increase the risk of a crash. The company said no accidents or injuries have resulted from the faulty engine valve, but they want to get ahead of any potential danger. So it sounds like, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do as far as the protocol, but you definitely want to check with your dealership and then have them take a look. And they may be able to really narrow it down quite a bit. You might not have to have the work done, so to speak. But I don't know, because 90,000 vehicles.
That's a lot. It's a lot of valves.
It is. All right. What else you got? What you got, Greg?
Oh, anything? I got nothing.
You don't bring anything?
No, I got nothing.
Okay.
I don't do anything. Just sit over here and watch, you know, watch the greatness happen.
Well, you know, we had Ricky Pearsall was shot. He plays for the 49ers, but you know the name probably because he was a superstar with the Gators, receiver, last year. He went in the first round. He's going to play for San Francisco. They're kicking off the season, right, this week? He's all excited.
Oh, yeah.
Gets shot by a 17-year-old kid in the street in San Francisco. Now he's alive, and according to his mom, really by the grace of God, he got shot in the chest, and it didn't hit any vital organs. That is
miraculous. Well, not only did
miraculous.
It go in his chest, it came out his back.
Yeah.
Through and through there, right there, and in and out, just like that. And, boy, he is fortunate.
And apparently he's going to miss some games, but they expect him to fully recover and be back in. You know, definitely before mid-season. So
did they say 4 games? That's really not a lot if you think about it. I mean,
that's a
quick recovery.
Yeah,
well, again, if it didn't hit anything, you know, you're talking muscle and
you're talking about a world-class athlete too.
23 years old. They recover a little faster than some of us do.
Yeah. And so former Major League Baseball player Mark Mulder, he called San Francisco, the city itself, an absolute hellhole of a city.
Well,
after he caught news of Ricky Pearsall's shooting.
Thanks, Kamala.
Yeah. police. Yeah, I think I gave you all the ins and outs of that, but that's what Mulder said. And he said the mentally ill libs will still tell you how beautiful it is all the while they get mugged and step in stuff.
Well, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Now, I mean, look, I was there a few months back, and this was not too long after they cleaned up the wharf area for President Xi.
Oh, yeah.
So I was the beneficiary of that.
Looked like, great, didn't it?
And so I'm like, yep. Uh-huh. Treat me like a commie. When you say that in San Francisco, they treat you like a king. Yeah, you said, treat me like a commie, you peasants. No, I had a good, I have to say, I had a good experience. But it's not like we're hanging out late at night. We did go to a Warriors game. But, you know, we parked not too far away, so everything was fine. But
well, you got to watch a lot of places. And what happens if you're not careful? You're just walking along, minding your own business, and sunset sneaks up on you.
Oh, yeah.
And that can happen very quickly. And then you realize how far you are from your hotel, your car, the whatever. When my brother worked for NBC, he was in New York City. This is going way back. And he did that in Central Park. And all of a sudden realized, it's getting dark. And I'm nowhere near where I need to be. And he hightailed it back.
That's almost like, really, like a like its own little wilderness area.
Oh, it is. I mean, and you can just disappear kind of for a while in there. So
well, they've had several not-so-good cases of things that have occurred there. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. All right. Yeah, like I always told my head on a swivel. So not only do I teach that and preach that, I live by that, too.
You have to, everywhere you are.
Full awareness all the time. Yeah, not head buried in the phone. You got plenty of time for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, we're seeing that, too, as a problem with the driving. You know, we had a couple of really bad accidents over the weekend. One, somebody driving the wrong way on 39th out near the Gainesville Airport. And it's not so much that it's necessarily you're worried about, I'm going to have a wreck because I'm not paying attention. I'm looking in my phone. What about you're driving down the road on something like 39th and you're not paying attention and someone crosses the line? I mean, people don't always
think
that's basically what happened. And you just don't think about that.
Well, I'll tell you what else you might not think about. Pedestrians. You know, they could be in the wrong. They could step off the curb and be in the wrong and close against cross against the light or down from the light. And, you know, it goes beyond being a matter of right or wrong at that point. You want to experience that?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, not only will that person probably be killed, but you will be traumatized. That won't be something you'll forget about anytime soon.
Well, we see that all the time. And if you're anywhere near the university, you'll see them putzing around on their scooters while staring at their cell phone.
That is just...
Oh, I know. Stupid.
Kazakhstan's got a tennis player, Yulia Putintseva.
Okay.
Apparently, her parents never taught her how to behave.
Yeah.
She was very, very nasty with a ball girl. Have you ever seen how mannerly the ball girls and boys are at these things like the U.S. Open and Wimbledon?
Respectful.
I mean, they bounce the ball to you. They sit there. They bet, you know, they're like in a shortened position by the net and all that. I mean, they're highly disciplined. There's no... You don't get through that process by shirking anything. So the incident happened during her third round match, and I guess she exhibited a poor attitude. Like the ball girl has...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Living life to the fullest or kind of stoopy?
Moment to moment.
9:36. Right now, On the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. So, you're at the top of your game. You're on the top of the mountain, literally. You're 62 years old. Your name is Fabrizio Longo. And you're the head of, or at least at the very top, one of the top executives of Audi. And you love mountain climbing. Well, he fell to his death 10,000 feet in an accident just a few miles from the Italian-Swiss border on Sunday, according to reports. He runs the luxury car company's Italy-based operations. So he was climbing the mountain range in northern Italy when he fell near the summit. Oof.
10,000 feet.
Rescue teams rushed to the scene after the accident was witnessed by another climber who called for help. And a helicopter located his body some 700 feet inside of a gorge, pronounced dead at the scene. He was an expert mountaineer, apparently, and he reportedly climbed along a route that was equipped with fixed steel cables and ladders and other aids. So you would think that would add a bit of safety. Maybe it also causes a sense of being a little complacent. Maybe I have no idea, but you just think about that.
Mm-mm-mm.
And it's similar to the guy that that had the yacht that went down.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of like yes, rich people get to experience all kinds of awesome things,
bad things
in
still
life,
happen.
But they also can be, I don't know, maybe risk takers and stuff like that. But wow,
that's scary. Well, you kind of had the math pretty much in your head from some previous experience, but you're talking about 10,000 feet. You're talking about 60 seconds of free fall. If you are not hitting anything on the way down, they're saying you fell 10,000 feet. Imagine a full minute. That, to a lot of people who don't live in the second-to-second mode that we do, it's only a minute long. No. Hold your breath for a minute and tell me it's not very long.
Well, here's 5 seconds. So times 20, that's how long he was aware of what was going on and what was happening.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's scary stuff.
Yes, it is. All right. A little closer to Earth.
Yeah.
More than 90,000 Ford and Lincoln vehicles being recalled because of engine valves that may have a propensity to crack and break.
That's not good.
Yeah, that would be a major breakdown and overhaul. Approximately 90,700 2021-2022 Ford Broncos, Ford Edge, Ford Explorer, F-150, Lincoln Aviator, Lincoln Nautilus that contain the 2.7-liter or 3-liter Nano EcoBoost engine. And Ford, of course, makes the Lincoln vehicles. They alerted NHTSA of the issue on August 23rd. An engine intake valve that fails may lead to catastrophic engine damage, resulting in a loss of motive power. Yeah, loss of motive power can increase the risk of a crash. The company said no accidents or injuries have resulted from the faulty engine valve, but they want to get ahead of any potential danger. So it sounds like, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do as far as the protocol, but you definitely want to check with your dealership and then have them take a look. And they may be able to really narrow it down quite a bit. You might not have to have the work done, so to speak. But I don't know, because 90,000 vehicles.
That's a lot. It's a lot of valves.
It is. All right. What else you got? What you got, Greg?
Anything? I got nothing.
You don't bring anything?
No, I got nothing.
Okay.
I don't do anything. Just sit over here and watch the greatness happen.
Well, you know, we had Ricky Pearsall was shot. He plays for the 49ers, but you know the name probably because he was a superstar with the Gators, receiver last year. He went in the first round. He's going to play for San Francisco. They're kicking off the season, right? This week? He's all excited.
Oh, yeah.
Gets shot by a 17-year-old kid in the street in San Francisco. Now he's alive, and according to his mom, really by the grace of God, he got shot in the chest, and it didn't hit any vital organs. That is
miraculous. Well, not only did
miraculous.
It go in his chest, it came out his back.
Yeah.
Through and through there, right there, and in and out, just like that. And, boy, he is fortunate.
And apparently he's going to miss some games, but they expect him to fully recover and be back in, you know, definitely before mid-season. So
they say four games. That's really not a lot if you think about it. I mean,
that's a pretty...
That's a quick recovery.
Yeah.
Well, again, if it didn't hit anything, you know, you're talking muscle and...
And you're talking about, a world-class athlete, too.
23 years old. They recover a little faster than some of us do.
And so former Major League Baseball player Mark Mulder, he called San Francisco, the city itself, an absolute hellhole of a city after he caught news of Ricky Pearsall's shooting.
Thanks, Kamala.
I think I gave you all the ins and outs of that, but that's what Mulder said. And he said the mentally ill libs will still tell you how beautiful it is all the while they get mugged and step in stuff.
Well, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Now, I mean, look, I was there a few months back, and this was not too long after they cleaned up the wharf area for President Xi.
Oh, yeah.
So I was the beneficiary of that.
Looked great, didn't it?
That's right. I'm like, yep. Uh-huh. Treat me like a commie. When you say that in San Francisco, they treat you like a king.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you said, treat me like a commie, you peasants. No, I had a good, I have to say, I had a good experience. But it's not like we're hanging out late at night. We did go to a Warriors game. But, we parked not too far away, so everything was fine. But
well, you got to watch a lot of places. And what happens if you're not careful? You're just walking along, minding your own business, and sunset sneaks up on you.
Oh, yeah.
And that can happen very quickly. And then you realize how far you are from your hotel, your car, the whatever. When my brother worked for NBC, he was in New York City. This is going way back. And he did that in Central Park. And all of a sudden realized, it's getting dark. And I'm nowhere near where I need to be. And he hightailed it back.
That's almost like really like its own little wilderness area.
It is. And you can just disappear kind of for a while in there. So
well, they've had several not so good cases of things that have occurred there. Yeah. So no doubt. All right. Yeah, like I always told my head on a swivel. Mm-hmm. So not only do I teach that and preach that, I live by that too.
You have to everywhere you are.
Full awareness all the time. Yeah, not head buried in the phone. You got plenty of time for that.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, you know, we're seeing that too as a problem with the driving. You know, we had a couple of really bad accidents over the weekend. One, somebody driving the wrong way on 39th out near the Gainesville Airport. And it's not so much that it's necessarily you're worried about I'm going to have a wreck because I'm not paying attention. I'm looking in my phone. What about you're driving down the road on something like 39th and you're not paying attention and someone crosses the line? I mean, people don't always
think
that's basically what happened. And you just don't think about that.
Well, I'll tell you what else you might not think about. Pedestrians. You know, they could be in the wrong. They could step off the curb and be in the wrong and close against cross against the light or down from the light. And, It goes beyond being a matter of right or wrong at that point. You want to experience that?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Not only will that person probably be killed, but you will be traumatized. That won't be something you'll forget about anytime soon.
Well, we see that all the time. And if you're anywhere near the university, you'll see them putzing around on their scooters while staring at their cell phone.
That is just...
Oh, I know. Stupid.
Kazakhstan's got a tennis player, Yulia Putintseva.
Okay.
Apparently, her parents never taught her how to behave.
Yeah.
She was very, very nasty with a ball girl. Have you ever seen how mannerly the ball girls and boys are at these things like the U.S. Open and Wimbledon?
Respectful.
I mean, they bounce the ball to you. They sit there. They bet, they're like in a shortened position by the net and all that. I mean, they're highly disciplined. There's no... You don't get through that process by shirking anything. So the incident happened during her third round match, and I guess she exhibited a poor attitude. Like the ball girl has something to do with the turn of events in your game.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And so she bounced through the ball, and the player just let the ball go, and she bounced through another one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was rude. It was very rude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, finally, booze came from the stands, and that's when the player straightened up.
Wow.
It's like, yeah, everybody's noticing what a nasty person you're being.
Being a little privileged.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
It happens. You know, if you want to watch some impressive kids really doing an awesome job, look up on YouTube. In particular, some of the gals are amazing. But some of the ball girls and their catches. Some of these young gals are amazing, and they are blowing the minds of Major League Baseball players. Like, sometimes the batter himself will go, "She caught that?" They are really amazing. You ought to check that out.
Really? It's on YouTube?
Yeah, just look it up. Look up Ball Girls Amazing Catches or something. There's several composite videos. They're amazing players themselves.
Just a little while ago, we were talking about Joe Biden and the things he said about Kamala.
Yeah.
She's got a ramrod of a back or something, strong as a ramrod.
Yeah.
And she has the moral compass of a saint.
Saint.
Not making that up.
No.
It is funny how the people play nice. I mean, George Clooney was kind of the one that pulled the rug out from under him.
Well, yeah, 2 weeks after promoting him and raising millions of dollars for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That guy.
Hollywood actor George Clooney praised President Joe Biden Sunday for his selfless act of dropping out of the race. Speaking at the Venice Film Festival in northern Italy, Clooney was asked about his July New York Times op-ed in which he urged Biden to bow out of the election after his disastrous debate performance. "The person who should be applauded is the president who did the most selfless thing that anyone has done since George Washington."
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Which drew,
oh, my goodness.
Which drew enthusiastic applauses from Brad Pitt, who shared the platform with Clooney and co-stars with him in the film Wolfs. Yeah. And it's not clear which selfless act of America's first president that the actor was referring to.
Uh-huh.
They may be rowing across the Delaware, the frozen Delaware River.
But none of them since, until this time. Has there been anything comparable?
I mean, again, they speak in these, like, over the top. You know what I mean? Like,
I guess they think we just bow to their thoughts and will, and we believe them.
I don't know. I think that they insult. They insult. They insult even the people that are somewhat ignorant. They insult.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it is one of those things where I want to make sure we win, but I also sort of want to like get it over with too. You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness, yes. So we can move on, move forward.
Yeah,
we want to move forward, Kamala. Yeah, we ain't going back.
You know You know we need some upbeat, positive thoughts.
Yeah.
We need things that make you smile.
Oh, I like that.
How about we do that right now?
Okay.
All right, it is time, folks. For things that make you smile, upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts that you share with us. Brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you know what we need? Things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political, that you share with us. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Nostradamus, what's making you smile?
Hey, Bob, I'll tell you what's making me smile. I got to go see the Reagan movie over the weekend with my next-door neighbor who was involved in the production of the movie. And he actually has a cameo in it. And he wrote and performed one of the songs in the soundtrack. And I'll tell you what, the movie was done really well. I would highly recommend anybody that was a Reagan fan to watch it. And Dennis Quaid knocked it out of the park. He, you know, it'd be hard to play Reagan, but he had the head movements down, the voice inflections, the humor. He caught that. And I guess he really, really studied Reagan and acted like Reagan for a long time before they even made the movie.
Yeah, well, that makes me smile because I definitely want to see it's on my list. Larry, what's making you smile?
50 years ago on this day, 1974, we're talking about, my wife and I got married. I met her in northern Japan in 1970. She served a couple more tours here and there, Panama Canal, and then I served other places in the Pacific and whatnot. But eventually we got back together in 74, celebrating 50 today.
Congratulations. Awesome. Enjoy. I can hear the smile.
Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
Let's go to Jeff. What's making you smile?
Things that make sense. Funny things that we all agree are funny. That makes me smile.
Yeah.
There you go. I thought maybe you'd give an example or two. But funny is funny.
Funny is funny.
Okay. All right, we'll go with that.
We like it. We like funny.
Let's go to Pezza with a pitchfork. What's making you smile?
Yeah, good morning again, Bob. What's making me smile is me and the little lady ended the holiday weekend last night. We went and did a little fishing yesterday evening, and we caught a few bluegill, caught a couple bass, had some fun. And another thing that makes me smile is Donald John Trump.
All right.
There you go.
Makes me smile, too.
Mm-hmm.
It is 9:50, almost 9:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for playing along with Things That Make You Smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. But don't go away. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
Afternoons at 3.
I have real anger towards what is a massive security failure.
Sean Hannity.
And frankly, save me the lectures from Democrats and the left, their incendiary rhetoric.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. The Justice Department seized an aircraft that was allegedly illegally purchased for $13 million through a shell company and smuggled out of the United States. They tracked the aircraft to the Dominican Republic, and we snatched it up and flew it back to Florida. Why is it a big deal? Because the plane belonged to the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro.
Whoops.
Yeah, he looked for his plane, but it was up in smoke. Are gone except for the smoke trails. And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you know, we need things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive thoughts, non-political, that you share with us. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Nostradamus, what's making you smile?
Hey, Bob, I'll tell you what's making me smile. I got to go see the Reagan movie over the weekend with my next-door neighbor who was involved in the production of the movie. And he actually has a cameo in it. And he wrote and performed one of the songs in the soundtrack. And I'll tell you what, the movie was done really well. I would highly recommend anybody that was a Reagan fan to watch it. And Dennis Quaid knocked it out of the park. He, you know, it'd be hard to play Reagan, but he had the head movements down, the voice inflections, the humor. He caught that. And I guess he really, really studied Reagan and acted like Reagan for a long time before they even made the movie.
Yeah, well, that makes me smile because I definitely want to see it's on my list. Larry, what's making you smile?
50 years ago on this day, 1974, we're talking about, my wife and I got married. I met her in northern Japan in 1970. She served a couple more tours here and there, SAC, Panama Canal, and then I served other places in the Pacific and whatnot. But eventually we got back together in 74, celebrating 50 wow. today.
That's congratulations. Awesome. Enjoy. I can hear the smile.
Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
Let's go to Jeff. What's making you smile?
Things that make sense. Funny things that we all agree are funny. That makes me smile.
Yeah.
There you go. I thought maybe you'd give an example or two. But funny is funny.
Funny is funny.
Okay. All right. We'll go with that.
We like it. We like funny.
Let's go to Pezza with a pitchfork. What's making you smile?
Yeah. Good morning again, Bob. What's making me smile is me and the little lady ended the holiday weekend last night. We went and did a little fishing yesterday evening, and we caught a few bluegill, caught a couple bass, had some fun. And another thing that makes me smile is Donald John Trump.
All right.
There you go.
Makes me smile, too.
Mm-hmm.
It is 9:50, almost 9:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for playing along with Things That Make You Smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. But don't go away. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
Afternoons at 3.
I have real anger towards what is a massive security failure.
Sean Hannity.
And frankly, save me the lectures from Democrats and the left, their incendiary rhetoric.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. The Justice Department seized an aircraft that was allegedly illegally purchased for $13 million through a shell company and smuggled out of the United States. They tracked the aircraft to the Dominican Republic, and we snatched it up and flew it back to Florida. Why is it a big deal? Because the plane belonged to the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro.
Whoops.
Yeah, he looked for his plane, but it was up in smoke or gone, except for the smoke trails. And that is your Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.